This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Stand right now. SubhanAllah, the forces have told those that are in the northern Gaza to evacuate northern Gaza. That's happened yesterday, the day before, to evacuate to the south. And really, there's nowhere to go after that. There's nowhere to go. They can't go into the neighboring states because even, SubhanAllah, those borders have been bombed, as they've been bombed before numerous times, to not allow them to move on to the neighboring countries. So there's no option. And you know where that may lead, those civilians that will be there. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them of the shuhada. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are patient with His predestination. And I think it's important for us as Muslims now, as I mentioned before in the khutbah, for myself firstly, is for us to be educated of the history of Palestine. Not stopping at Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, but starting from when the Ottoman Empire ended, how it ended. So I highly advise you, brothers and sisters, to look up the history of how this was established, how when there was 90% Palestinians there, and there were Christians, there were Jewish that were living there in harmony in different parts of the world. But when, particularly if you look up the Balfour Declaration, when you look this up and you see the history of how this came about and then what transgressed over the years all the way up to 1948 roughly, and this year, subhanAllah, 1948, 1947, even in India, as we see, and even in the separation of Palestine and Jordan, and separation of India and Pakistan, we see that there was some infiltration that was taking place, but all of that was intentional, subhanAllah, but understanding those, I would advise you to look up the Balfour Declaration and also something called Nakba, Alomustan, N-E-K-B-A, if you look this up, to educate yourself about the history, and to educate yourself as to the reason why there is so much frustration, and why the frustration is part of our iman as well. To understand why there is frustration on both ends. Not to say that there was an oppression from the Yahud and what is taking place, and how they came from Europe and what was going on in Europe, but it does not warrant to ikhraj an-nas min diyarihim, to take people out of their homes unjustly. And when they talk about on the media, as I mentioned before, to not equate the oppressed with the oppressor, and to understand that when they talk about babies' heads being chopped off, it's already been established that that was fake news, but it wasn't fake news on the other end, that babies have been killed for over 50 years, and there's been numerous oppression that has taken place with the Palestinians. So this is the time, brothers and sisters, mostly importantly, if you haven't, and if you have even, take it upon yourself tonight to go to bed about 30 minutes early, an hour early, to ensure 90% that you will wake up before Salat al-Fajr comes in and put your hands up for your brothers and sisters in Palestine, wallahi. Put your hands up for your brothers and sisters in Palestine. And even more than that, to make Salah, pray Salat al-Tahajjud, and to put your hands up. And in your sujood, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them from any oppression. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if He decides to take them to take them upon iman. Iman in Him, iman is in predestination, and trust in Him. And also we as Muslims, we trust in the predestination of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But do what you can to educate yourself and educate others of what is going on. For really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of all things, and He does things for an ultimate wisdom. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Afghanistan, in Syria, in Libya, in Morocco, in Niger, in Sudan. There's places I haven't even mentioned because subhanAllah, a lot of them are not even getting coverage, but we hear from our brothers and sisters in these parts of the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them mostly and protect their iman in Him and allow their predestination to take place and the pleasure with His predestination to be in our hearts. Innahu waliyyu dhalika wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barakallahu nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.